From the studios of KPFA in Berkeley, California, this is Flashpoints. Today on Flashpoints, we catch up with former CIA analyst Ray McGovern about Trump's war in Iran. Then we feature an interview executive producer Dennis Bernstein did with the editor of the Palestinian Chronicles, Ramzi Bawoud. Finally, we discuss the Trump administration's attacks on workers' rights, women's rights, and equality with Jessica Ramey Stender, the policy director with Equal Rights Advocates. I'm Kevin Pina, and we'll be right back with that and more here on Flashpoints, your daily investigative news magazine. Stay tuned. And welcome back to another edition of Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Well, whenever the United States goes to war, the first casualty isn't just the truth, it's genuine intelligence. As the bombs continue to fall on Iran, the corporate media is blindly swallowing the official narrative from the Pentagon and the CIA, just as they did with the phantom weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Joining us to dismantle the intelligence state's lies is Ray McGovern. He was a CIA analyst for 27 years, where he prepared and delivered the president's daily brief. Today, he is a peace activist and a co-founder of Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, or VIPS. Ray, we only have about 12 minutes, so welcome to Flashpoints, and let's get right into it. Ray, I want to hear your uncensored views about the prosecution of this war and the justifications for the war in Iran by this current cult in the White House.
Well, Kevin, it's quite simple. Although not many people realize it because it's been scrubbed from the mainstream media, seldom do we have a case where we know how and why a war of aggression started. We didn't really know in Iraq. I thought it was threefold. I thought it was permanent military bases that we coveted in Iraq. I thought it had to do with oil, and it had to do with Israel. In about equal parts. After the years have gone by, I've realized that it was much, the majority of the motivation was simply Israel. And this time, with respect to the war of aggression on Iran, it's 98.7% Israel, and I can prove it. Would you like me to prove it?
Absolutely. Go.
Okay. All right. 2 days after the attack on Iran, our Secretary of State, who is also the National Security Advisor, meaning that he's the funnel through which all intelligence and other information gets to the president on national security matters.
Little hands, Marco Rubio.
Rubio, yeah, okay. This is what he said, quote, and this is a quote, right? We knew that there was going to be an Israeli action. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces, and we knew that if we didn't preemptively go after them before they launched those attacks, we would suffer higher casualties, end quote. Okay? Just think about that. I won't read it again. I'd like to read it again, but we only have 12 minutes. Now, let me supplement that with further proof, as if further proof were necessary. Here is the next to the top official in the intelligence community, Joe Kent, speaking when he retired, when he sent this plaintive letter to his former idol, the person he worshipped.
He resigned, right? He didn't retire. He resigned?
Yes, this is Joe Kent, right. Yeah. Here's a quote from that. I don't make things up, okay? This is a quote. Quote, after much reflection, I have decided to resign. I cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, and it is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby, period, end quote. So when people ask me, my God, Ray, what's going on here? You know, there's no plan and now ground troops. I said, well, have you asked why? What do you mean why? There's no plan. No, there's a plan. And then I read them these quotes. I don't think further proof is necessary. And I've had all kinds of anecdotal ways to show from my 30 years in Washington as professionally and then 24 extra, the people I've met Oh, let's take Senator John Warner, the white Maine distinguished gentleman from Virginia who was a senator for far too long. Let me just tell you this vignette. I met him at a concert. There were concerts there in Arlington. Oh, there he was. And so I went out when I saw him walking all alone in the foyer, and I said, "Senator Warner, Ray McGovern." And he says, "Oh, I was the one that gave you my seat at the Bolshoi Ballet in May of 1972 when we were concluding those strategic arms limitation talks. Do you remember?" "Oh," so he grabs my arm in his very stately way. He talks. I said, "Senator Warner, I just want to talk about something serious here. The Israelis are about to attack Iran on false pretenses." My God, Kevin, his gentle embrace of my left arm turned into a vice.
Wow.
I could hardly let the blood flow. And he said, "What did you say?" I said, "Israel's going to start with, well." And he went over to the next person. "Hello, I'm Senator John Warner." So that's an example of how somebody is so intimidated by Israel and also by the system. He was the guy that should have held people account for Abu Ghraib. He was too afraid to do that. He let Donald Rumsfeld handle that, even though he was head of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
And you're listening to Flashpoints. That's the voice of our guest, Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst for 27 years. We're discussing, well, Israel's control over our politics and how they got us into the war in Iran. Well, Israel may have got us there, but certainly these guys have embraced it wholeheartedly. Hegseth is now invoking holy war, if you will, against the unholy Islamic. God, the words just leave me. This guy's, we're invoking the Book of Revelations, talking about Armageddon, Gog and Magog. How do we make sense of how the U.S., even though it was led into this war by Israel, and Israel has undue influence on our political system and our politicians, how do you view their prosecution of the war so far?
Well, you mentioned Hegseth. We show no mercy.
Right.
We give no quarter. Give no quarter.
We negotiate through bombs.
Yeah. I mean, giving no quarter is a war crime in and of itself. It's in the Army manual, for God's sake. Now, that's not America, for God's sake. I just had 3 hours of silence for Holy Week. And all I could hear ringing in my ears, Kevin, was, "Were you there when they tomahawked those girls? Were you there when they tomahawked those girls? Oh, sometimes it makes me tremble, tremble, tremble." You know, we have to do something about this. We have to be winter soldiers. We have to put our feet down and say no more. Get rid of Hegseth, like Bondi, like the others. And for God's sake, get some sensible military leaders in there who will say, "Look, why we're not sending the 82nd Airborne into sudden death." I think that the former vice chief, the former member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, head of the Army, I think that's probably what he said. That's why he got canned just yesterday by this same guy,
Right.
Pete Hegseth, who is the antithesis of the honorable service that I and so many others have done in our armed services.
Well, listen, do you think that they're underplaying the number of casualties? I'm reading that there are far more higher casualty figures, and the Trump administration is actually covering up the real cost of the war in human terms.
Well, you know, this is a throwback to Vietnam, where I had my teeth. They always falsify the records, for God's sake. Now, this time they're downplaying the U.S. casualties. We now have a pilot who is downed in southern Iran. They're wasting all kinds of aircraft and people trying to retrieve him. With respect to the total casualties, they're lying through their teeth. What are they saying? 18, 15, something? It's
Right.
200 at least. And this comes from people who have no reason to exaggerate the casualties. We're again in a situation where the Defense Department is falsifying things, just like General Westmoreland did, who is head of our forces in Saigon for many years during the war in Vietnam.
So they're liars, damn liars.
Well, yeah, I mean, these are political things. Well, they're supported by LGBJ with respect to Westmoreland. And of course, in this case, Hegseth and the others who are lying through their teeth are supported by the liar-in-chief, also known as the commander-in-chief, Donald Trump.
Well, finally, I don't think we're also really realizing or understanding the human casualty of Iranians who are, I mean, we're looking at what, over 11,000 bombing sorties at this point? And I think that may just be the U.S. It might be even higher if we include all the Israeli sorties bombing runs that are being made. I mean, it has to be devastating, right, to the Iranian population. And especially now we see they're attacking infrastructure like bridges and schools and hospitals. What's your view on that?
Well, we did this way back when against Iraq, of course. And when it was acknowledged that we killed 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five, wow, that was considered to be, what did Madeleine Albright say? We think it's worth it, okay? Right. So there's no mercy shown by these people. And, you know, if you think you can conquer a country of 90 million plus by bombing, have you learned nothing from Vietnam or Iraq, or Afghanistan, or Libya? My God, for God's sake, this is so weird that we have to, as citizens, we have to be winter soldiers, find out what we can do, and then do it before it's too late.
Well, we're going to leave it there again. That's the voice of Ray McGovern, CIA analyst for 27 years, also one of the co-founders of Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, or VIPS. Ray, I can't thank you enough for joining us today and sharing your views with our audience on Flashpoint.